In a procedural decision last week, the Senate shelved what's been called the most important piece of legislation in U.S. history, designed to combat global warming. The fate of the bill won't be determined until next year, but that doesn't diminish the sense of urgency many young people feel about the climate crisis and its worldwide consequences. Emerson College student George Watsky is a poet with the San Francisco-based nonprofit Youth Speaks. He believes science and art together will inspire people to understand and care for the environment. Youth Radio brings us Watsky's poem, Carry the One.
San Francisco is 95 degrees. I wake up feeling trusting. Check the heat chart in the paper, and the country is blushing. I melt. Never felt so sticky. In this city, I haven't seen fog in damn near a month, and I'm starting to wonder what happened to my hometown, and I'm hoping that it's just someone upstairs expressing his sunny disposition, but seven people died in the summer heat wave, and I'm trying real hard not to wrap my mind around exponential, hoping every scientist in the world forgot to carry the one. And it's true. Right now it's absolutely gorgeous lemonade weather, but it too will sour. Gorgeous works different in San Francisco, and I am most found in this city when I can't see 5 feet in front of me. I don't think I have the words to explain fog to my children, to tell my grandkids what snow is like. It's hot today, and you could fry an egg on the hood of our karma. We're driving ourselves off a cliff with a bag of money in the trunk. Our dollars read in God we trust. I went to Wells Fargo today cause my fog bank went bust, and I've got thick skin. Been inside the whale with Jonah, and he told me he was gonna stay there for a while to avoid the melanoma. And Mark Twain said the coldest winter he ever spent was a summer in San Francisco, but he wasn't in this city. So you can watch the news, read the proof. I don't frankly care how many times you've seen an inconvenient truth and don't believe. Say the camera puts on 10 degrees. You tell me this is petty. Then tell New Orleans that coincidence destroyed the levees. But please, look up at your sky back home. Our cities are changing. And when Manhattan becomes Venice, Venice becomes Atlantis. Atlanta is 100 degrees in the shade, and no one notices the wind in Chicago anymore. This is not a matter of forgetting to put two and two together, of dividing me and you by red and blue. This equation can be solved, and as long as we are standing, we can carry the one who falls. Carry the ones who forget. Care for the friend you haven't met, the child who isn't yours, the tomorrow you may not live to see. Carry the one you believe in, the city you love, the Brooklyn Bridge, please. Carry the Ninth Ward, the rain in Seattle, the sound the trees make when they freeze in Vermont, a Montana winter, a Michigan football game. I will carry the fog. Carry the one that sends shivers down my spine, the one that's mine, the one I find tugging us all forward. Please, come with me. Lift with your legs. Let us carry the one that we can no longer ignore.
George Watsky's poem comes to us from Youth Radio. Youth Radio is supported in part by the National Science Foundation. For more youth stories, visit youthradio.org.